The inquiry was put in gentle tones. He drew me to him as gently. Oh, that gentleness! How far more potent it is than force! I could resist St. John's wrath. I grew pliant as a reed under his kindness. Yet I knew all the time, if I yielded now, I should not the less be made to repent some day of my former rebellion. His nature was not changed by 1 hour of solemn prayer. It was only elevated. I could decide, if I were but certain, I answered. Were I but convinced that it is God's will I should marry you, I could vow to marry you here and now, come afterwards what would.
My prayers are heard, ejaculated St. John. He pressed his hand firmer on my head as if he claimed me. He surrounded me with his arm, almost as if he loved me. I say almost, I knew the difference, for I had felt what it was to be loved, but like him I had now put love out of the question and thought only of duty. I contended with my inward dimness of vision, before which clouds yet rolled. I sincerely, deeply, fervently longed to do what was right, and only that. Show me the path, I entreated of heaven. I was excited more than I had ever been, and whether what followed was the effect of excitement, the reader shall judge.